Today, we're going to be exploring a little bit about enlisted leader development, mentorship, and just getting our career pathways on target moving forward. Joined in the studio by three guests, we've got Senior Chief Glover, Chief Thompson, and Petty Officer First Class Fox. So Senior Chief, introduce yourself, share a little bit about your background and kind of what brought you in the Navy and kind of what you're working on currently.
Sure, yes. I'm Senior Chief Glover from MCTS Bahrain. I've been in the Navy 17 years now, and I joined more so for the traveling. I joined out of Tampa, Florida, and ELD to me is something that I've been really focusing on in addition to a few duties at NCTS Bahrain. But with ELD, we're looking at more courses for sailors and actually incorporating it into our daily lives.
Awesome. So Chief Thompson, enlisted leader development. What is it and how did you first learn about it?
Okay, so how did I first learn about it? I would say when I was in Japan, I was offered to come back to the States to go to be a facilitator for this, and then that's how I learned about it, even though it had been online since 2018. But the enlisted leader development is a way for our sailors to learn more about themselves, build character development, being self-aware, making decisions, and just ethics and why they do the things that they do.
Broadcasting from high atop a really big piece of metal. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
Petty Officer Fox, Sailor 360, it's a way to kind of stay engaged, kind of that follow-up. Share a little bit about your history with the Navy and what brings you into the studio today.
So my history with the Navy, I was on the Eisenhower for 5 years, went to Whitingfield, Florida. Milton, Florida, and Ennis, Whitingfield, was a firefighter there, and now I'm a firefighter here. So my history with ELDC, I had heard about it at my last command. They were doing classes, and I wanted to go, and I couldn't fit in. They couldn't fit me in. So when I got here, that was one of the first things that I made sure I could do until I took over Sailor 360 as a program. And then in my research of the program, I learned that the essential elements of leaderships is actually the foundation of Sailor 360. And so because I had been to the class previously, I began implementing all of the principles that I learned in that class and within that compass that it's built off of.
Excellent. So, Senior Chief, explain a little bit about your journey in becoming a facilitator for the ELD courses.
Back in 2021-2022 timeframe, I was in Tampa at CENTCOM, and they offered the course. A few years back, I was an instructor for ITA school. So when I found out that it was actually a facilitator's course, that I had another opportunity to teach sailors, I was very excited for it. And to learn that it's not just the traditional Navy leadership course helps out a lot when it comes to presenting the information and being able to embrace it.
Embracing leadership is key to not only developing our own selves, but teamwork, right? So as we learn to lead ourselves, we are also learning to lead others. What exactly is enlisted leader development? So can you provide a little bit of the details on the framework and how the U.S. Navy believes it's so significant in shaping the future for naval leadership?
So the framework of ELD is not the traditional framework of PowerPoints and lectures. We have a lot of course discussion. It's student-driven. Participation means a lot when you attend these courses. And what we find is that in the beginning, students don't participate as much. Maybe they're trying to get a feel of what the course is about. And by the end of the day, first day, everyone's discussing, everyone's talking about their sea stories and collaborating and networking. Additionally, like the sailors get a chance to show what type of leaders they are. Even the ones that don't think that they are capable of leading, by the end of the course, they have some sense of purpose and an idea or foundation of where they can start as a leader.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants with just one leg, so why settle for a radio station that plays only one kind of music? For true music variety, it's AFN The Eagle. We put our variety on one leg at a time.
Leadership types. I know we hear a lot about leading from the deck plate, and looking at whether it's invasive leadership or their servant leadership. Of course, just keeping that connectedness with the team, with our service members. What exactly in ELD, what differs from previous approaches to enlisted leader development that have been implemented before?
Definitely the idea that we are facilitators and the students are the ones that lead the course. So providing them the discussion points, scenarios, different group participation enables them and empowers them to let us know and share their experiences and learn from each other as far as leadership goes.
Chief Thompson, what are some of the other benefits from the leadership courses?
I think this course and the way it's developed is that it helps us understand who we are as people, right? Like, meaning like, what kind of attitude do we have? Like, are you a dominant person? Are you a compliant person? Are you more influential? You know, it helps us understand like who we are. So the course is based about 6 key points, right? Which the biggest is knowing yourself, managing yourself, and how to build winning teams. So I think that's what, in addition to what Senior Chief said about the how it differs from previous, it's all about you. And what are you trying to get out of it?
How do you perceive some of the impact that ELD training has on the professional and the personal growth for the sailors here in the Fifth Fleet in terms of leadership skills, maybe decision-making abilities, and readiness for all the different challenges that come up, whether they're at sea or on shore?
One of the biggest things that we harp on during the class, at least during my class, is whatever decision you make, right, you have to be able to stand on it, right? Like, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, whatever consequences or praises you get for it, like, just know that when you make your decision, know why you made the decision, make sure that it's not biased and that it was like based off of all the information that you had when you made this decision. And when come time for asking questions about it, you can answer to the best of your ability on why you made this decision you made. And people tend to feel like, oh, well, that's what I thought you wanted to hear. No, what is your honest opinion? And being able to feed on that and letting them know that it's okay. Whatever decision you made, whether it's good or bad, is your decision and stand on it.
And to add to what Chief was saying, a lot of the decision-making roots down to the common fact of self-awareness. When we teach self-awareness, sailors are able to take a step back from the situation, whether it's a 2-second self-reflection or a longer self-reflection. They're able to make justified decisions in a timely manner. And we also do teach about or discuss about warrior toughness in a sense. It's incorporated in the fact of the fight or flight and self-awareness, physical, mental, and emotional.
Just when we think we've gone too far, we're just getting started. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
So you mentioned that the course is facilitated, but it's really led by the students. So who is able to actually be a facilitator? Who can teach these ELD courses?
It's chief and above. They have to go to the CPO course for facilitators and are able to teach ALDC, ILDC, FLDC. Senior Chiefs, Master Chiefs, they go to a different course to be able to teach CPO, LDC.
And now, how can coaching and mentorship, how are they incorporated into the training and really after the training? What does that look like in action?
One is understanding the difference between a coach and a mentor, right? Normally, you pick your mentor. Coaches are your natural leaders, your chiefs, your LPOs for the, you know, E5 and below. They are supposed to be there to give you the advice and give you guidance. Like, a coach will be more like somebody who asks powerful questions, have active listening, and can show empathy. Because the coach is going to help you get to whatever goal it is that you're trying to get to, while the mentor will be sitting there like holding your hand, walking you through each step of the way. So during the course, you learn the difference between the two and how to know which hat to put on when dealing with certain people.
So how have some of your own leadership experiences like shaped your approach to mentoring or guiding, even maybe helping to instruct some of these enlisted sailors?
I would say the major one is the work-life balance. Not everyone is going to train, fight like one does, right? So in a sense, everyone's different. Everyone brings something different to the table, and everybody's number one importance is different. So for instance, if someone puts their family number one, someone that doesn't really have a family, they may put their own goals, entrepreneurship number one. So understanding the each person's purpose and drive helps the team as a whole incorporate and go into a successful mission.
You're listening to the station that thinks it's cool to wear black socks with Bermuda shorts. Ain't we pretty? AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
Going to this class, it helped me understand how I could be a better, more positive leader than my experiences. And it also taught me to have empathy for those leaders where I had some negative emotions for them. And so it helped me understand a little bit more in their shoes and understand that I do lead in whatever seat that I'm in, whether I'm E1, whether I am E6, I still have a route of leadership in some way. And so it helped be able to reach people that I may not have been able to reach before, because I didn't view leadership the same way when I went into the class as when I did when I came out of it.
I like how you mentioned negative leadership and positive leadership, because too, like as a leader, we're all leaders, but personally, in the past, I would tend to focus on the mission and get that done rather than understand that the mission takes sailors to work it. And now after years of facilitating, I am more apt to praise verbally, not just like with stickers and things, right? But it's more of a thank you for your hard work, like, but in a genuine tone. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people need that, even if it's like, good morning, like, appreciate you for what you did, that positive feedback, because we're always used to negative feedback.
Yeah, the idea of providing feedback, having that loop, that clear communication within your team, up and down the chain, horizontal, vertical. What about these challenges? I mean, you know, life is a challenge in itself. I'm sure facilitating this course can pose some challenges as well. So how do you address particular hurdles or challenges and ensure that participants really receive the maximum benefit from training?
So I start the class off, majority of the time people come in, they see, oh, chiefs are leading it. They know my chief. They don't want to be honest about the things that they're going through, right? So it's always saying, hey, this class is for you. I need you to give me open and honest communication so that way you can help me help you help others, right? And like seeing said earlier, probably by lunchtime, people get to understand like, okay, this is a good, they really are here to help us be better. They're not going to take what I said and run back to it. I think, and that's when there's like a little trust factor in between the facilitators and the class to start getting into those deep conversations.
And I think too, as a whole, as a Navy, where we're trying to get to with ELD, with max participation, the one of a challenge is sailors. When sailors at all courses graduate, it's very important that they take their certificates to their training department or their ELD point of contact to get that in their record. I think that's one of the issues that we've been running across when it comes to acknowledging or accounting for sailors being in those courses. Without that in your record, that could affect, again, the future of taking the advancement exam.
So how would a junior sailor go about, you know, making sure that those courses are in their permanent record?
So the last day we provide the cert, graduation cert, and immediately, I always recommend take a picture of it or upload it to yourself, save it somewhere that you know you're going to be able to find it again in case it gets lost. But immediately take it to your command rep to have it uploaded into the fleet temps or into their fleet temps, so they're accounted for in the system. That right now, that's how ELD is being accounted for, is in fleet temps. For the chiefs, it's now being implemented as an NEC. in order to be accounted for the upcoming 2026, FY26.
And I understand it's going to be basically a prerequisite for E6s and chiefs and above. So it's essential to have those taken care of in your record.
Absolutely. So good practice. You get that cert. Yes, it's like the final day of the class. Everyone's like ready to implement what they've learned. But take a picture of the cert for your records, scan it, email it to yourself, and imperative that they take it to their command rep to upload into Fleet Temps.
Fully charged to the maximum power. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
All right, so you've got the cert, you finished the course. How do we continue and progress through some of these challenges and work on character and competency and maintaining those connections through the course? What types of programs are there after these ELD classes?
Definitely Sailor 360. As I mentioned earlier, it's founded off of this curriculum. And so my suggestion one is for the program leaders of Sailor 360. If your command does not have a Sailor 360, regardless of how small or how big, have a representative for that program. And then also have them understand where that program, where the Sailor 360 has come from. Because in my belief, that's how you keep this leadership train going. And because if you continue to implement the principles that are in the compass of Sailor 360, all it is, you're just building on what the ELDC teaches. So definitely Sailor 360. And what we have done at NSA is we still encourage participation in the other events. So we use Fleet and Family, the resources there. So financial counseling, LES teach classes, just any like MFLAX, all of those things. We encourage participation with those resources, and we also encourage them with the associations. So that way sailors are being well-rounded and they're being informed. So it builds every one of those principles on the essential elements.
So every cycle goes by, every year goes by, we're maybe taking another class, we're learning a little bit more, we're growing individually, and coming full circle with those ideas and sharing them, providing feedback. How do you gather and incorporate such feedback from sailors who've attended the ELD course to continuously improve the curriculum and instructional methods?
Being here in Bahrain, walking down the spine, I see past students. And to hear them say to me, oh, they took a part of the curriculum home with their family, their friends, just to see and understand how they communicate with their friends or their family. Or they tell me how much they enjoy the class or they advanced and they signed up for the next level. It brings me great joy, right? Because I would say that the facilitation is working. Sailors are enjoying it. They're learning more about themselves. They're eager to come back to the next, to get more, to see like what else can they suck up and put out into the world. So I think that's the probably the best feedback that we can have, is that this course is actually working.
And at the end of the courses, we do have surveys, course surveys, mm-hmm. that we do take seriously. We provide them to the other ELD facilitators, and they could be as easy as environmental challenges to personnel or sailors talking about some of the curriculum as far as inclusiveness in the writing or what they can add. And there are some, every year they revamp the course to update the curriculum to reflect the nature of what we're doing.
Thank you for sharing some of those insights, helping us stay connected and keeping that feedback loop going. Is there anything else that you want to share and add to the conversation?
I do. So just a few plugs. ELD will be a prerequisite for the Navy-wide exam for E6 and E7 starting in 2025. And for chiefs eligible for E8 commencing fiscal year 2026, it'll be a requirement. So we have plenty of courses between the waterfront and NSA-1 going monthly. The schedule's out there on SharePoint, on the ELD SharePoint site, up until October. So there's plenty of courses to go around. FLDC, a lot of people have been asking, will be planned at a quarterly basis, whereas ALDC, ILDC, CPLDC will be a monthly basis. If sailors go on to MyNavyHR, ELD, there's a link on the right-hand side. It'll say ELD SharePoint, and it'll take them to the correct Flank Speed SharePoint site. Sailors that don't have SharePoint have the option to get assistance from other commands that have SharePoint from the ELD facilitators or point of contact.
Senior Chief, again, thanks for coming to the studio, sharing a little bit about the ELD courses. Chief and Petty Officer Fox, again, thank you both as well. Just adding those insights and just tying in all of the ongoing programs that sailors have at their fingertips is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.